Verse number 8. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. This is the big verse people use to say, well, maybe a day is 1,000,000 years during the creation. Let me ask you a question. What's the context of verse 8? Is this about the creation or the return of Jesus? The return of Jesus. This has nothing to do with the creation. You can't just take verses and just make them fit whatever you want them to. And think about how stupid this is. You say, well, Brother Stuckey, I think the day might have been 1,000,000 years. Well, that's a good theory. I think Jesus, when it said 3 days and 3 nights, might have been dead for 3,000,000 years. Why not? Maybe that day just meant, 1,000,000 years. Or 10,000 years. I mean, who knows? I mean, maybe. Let me give you 3 major problems with the day-age theory. Number 1 is the Sabbath day. Notice what it says in Exodus 20, verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the 7th day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. Why? Well, verse 11. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the 7th day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. So you've got Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and the Sabbath, Saturday. The Bible says our week is based on the creation. He created the world in 6 days, and then he rested the 7th day. Because truly, I mean, God could have done it in a second, right? God's all powerful. Why did he take 6 days to do it? For the specific purpose of the Sabbath day. And on the 7th day is a day of rest. Well, here's the thing. That makes sense if you believe in 6 literal days. But if those days mean 1,000 years, it's like, well, work for 6,000 years and rest for 1,000 years? Does that make any sense? But here's the thing, you have the sun, the moon, and the stars on day 4. You say, what's your point? Well, if each day was 1,000 years, can plants live 1,000 years without the sun? No. I mean, the day, it can't be longer than a literal day because plants don't survive without the sun. By the way, it's not even just plants in the sun. That is the most obvious. There are a lot of what are known as symbiotic relationships in this world where 2 things need each other to survive. There are plants that need animals to survive. And animals need those plants. And without each, I mean, bees and pollen are a very common example that you hear. So here's the thing. Not only could the plants not be created millions of years before the sun, they couldn't have been created millions of years before the animals either. And so we see 6 literal days. Because if you have the plants on day 3, by the time the sun arrives, the plants are already dead. Right? The plants can't survive for millions of years without the sun. So look, when he says one day, it's one day. That's what it says. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. Now remember, the day is 1,000,000 years. Right? According to them. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. So if the day is 1,000,000 years, what are the days later on? Are those millions of years? And if that's millions of years, what's a year? And if that's like 1,000,000,000 years, what's a season? It doesn't make any sense. You say, Brother Stuckey, well, how do we know what a day is? What does day mean? I mean, he just directly tells you what the Word of God says. I mean, if you just make the day mean whatever you want it to, what about the season? What about the days and the years? What does that mean? It wouldn't make any sense. Look, in Genesis 1, he just tells you, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and then he just tells you how it took place in 6 literal days, and he rested on the 7th day. It is that simple. It is not complicated in the Word of God.